Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, looking at the second Mishnah in this, the sixth parak, Kisui Hadam. And as I mentioned in the first podcast, we're going to find a lot of parallels here between this parak and the previous parak in the Mishnayot. And indeed, the Gemara that we're going to look at right now will kind of bring some of that together. As we see the issue of definition of shechita coming together. Shochet bin mitzei trefa. If he did shechita, and it turned out the animal was a trefa, v'ashochet avodah kochavim, he did shechita for avodah zarah, v'ashochet chulin bifnim of kodshim bachutz, if you shechted chulin inside the mikdash or kodshim outside. What all of these have in common is you can't eat the animal. Chayav of, now kodshim of course can only be an of. Chayav of haniskalim, or animals that have to be stoned because they killed, because of revia, because they were involved in, they were the objects of nefarious sexual contact. Remeir mechayev, he says you have to do kisui, v'chachamim potrim. And that'll be the main focus of what we see in this analysis. Hashochem inyam labiyadov, anochev maker potrim lechasot. But we all agree that if you do shechita, and it becomes a nevela in his hands, or you stab it, or that you pull out the simanim, then for sure there is no chiyuv. Now, Amar Bichya bar Amar Yochanan, important statement. If you recall back in the fifth parak, Tovet Pino, we had the position of Rechachamim versus Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who said, Shechita she'ina ru'uya lav shmei shechita. And that was Chachamim who said it is. Here we have Reb Meir versus the Chachamim. So watch this. Amar Chiya Rav Abba Amar Yochanan Ra'a Rabbi Dvav Shor Reb Meir Bo Tovet Pino Shna'o B'Lashon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Kisui Adam Shna'o B'Lashon Chachamim. What that means is that Rebbe accepted the words of Reb Meir in the context of Kisui Adam, and therefore called it Chachamim. So it's Chachamim versus Reb Shimon. And in the context of, in the context of Kisui Adam, he accepted Rabbi Shimon's position, which is that, Shechita She'inu Ru'ya Lav Shmei Shechita, and he represented that as Chachamim, so it's Chachamim versus Rabbi Meir. Alright, and let's see, first of all, what's behind it, and why Rabbi favored one position here and the other position there. My Tamna Rabbi Otovet Pino, what's the reason that Rabbi Meir says Shechita She'inu Ru'ya is valid for Otovet Pino? Shemalevi Gamar Shechita, Shechita Mishchutei Chutz. Remember, the Torah says, Lo Tishchatu. And the same word, Asher Ya'ale Yishchat, Michutz Lamachaneh, about Shechutei Chutz. Now, Shechutei Chutz, Mahatam Shechita She'inu Ru'ya Shma Shechita. The Torah calls it Shechita, even though it's not fit, it's not something you can use. So the same thing, Afachanam Shechita She'inu Ru'ya Shma Shechita. Rabbi Shimon, my time, and why does Rabbi Shimon say that Shechita has to be Ra'uya? Mani Rapatish Gamar Mitvoach Tevach Ve'achen. This is in the story when Yosef is preparing the meal for his, or is having the servants prepare the meal for his brothers. They don't know it's Yosef. In Mitzrayim, then the phrase used there is Tvoach Tevach Ve'achen, which means prepare the, slaughter the meat and prepare it. However, there they don't use the word Shechita. Man Shechita Ru'yaf, Kan Shechita Ru'yaf. So here's the challenge. Why doesn't Rabbi Meir like that? Because he has the word Shechita available in Shechutei Chutz. Why go to Tevach, which is a synonym, but not the same word? And Shechita Mitzvicha. So my nafkamir, we challenge that. Hatana Rebbe Shmuel, Shava Kohen Uva Kohen. Very famous piece. The Tana Rebbe Shmuel says that in the context of Nige Batim, of the house with Sarat, it says at one point, Vashava Kohen, the Pesukim are on the page, and Uva Kohen, the Kohen will come back into the house, and we rule that those two are considered to be the parallel actions, and we say Vashav and Va, just like Shiva is this way, so Bia is this way, and we regard them really as being the same act. So, so of course the question is, if we're willing to say that these two words, which are really very far from each other, Shiva and Bia, are the same words, so why are you going to stick to the issue of Tvicha and Shechita not being close enough? And the answer is actually quite obvious, which is that Hanimili Hecha Veleka Dodamile. That's if there's no closer word. So Veshavuva, the closest thing you have. Ikadamile Mindamile Yofinim. But if you have the same word, you take the same word. We have Shechita and Shechutei Chutz. Why go there? Rabbi Shimon namely gemar mishchut echutz. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon want to go to shchut echutz? And the answer is that he wants to learn two cases of chulin. Yosef feeding his brothers is chulin, and kisui adam is chulin, as we said. And we don't want to learn chulin from kodshim. Okay, and kodshim is shchut echutz. For meir ato otova pino mikodshim milo nehigi. But in the context of otova pino, which we're dealing with now, it applies to kodshim also. So therefore, it's not a problem to learn shchut echutz, otova pino from shchut echutz, because otova pino applies to both chulin and kodshim, as we saw in the first two mishnayot in the previous parak, and shchut echutz is kodshim, so we learn from there. Hanukam Rabbi Chiya, that's why Rabbi Chiya said, Rab Rabbi Dvarav Shor Meir, otova pino. Rabbi didn't just pick it arbitrarily. He said Rabbi Meir's arguments within the text are stronger than Otov et Pino, Ushna Ovo Lashon Chachamim, and therefore Rabbi adopted the position of Rabbi Meir in the context of Otov et Pino and called that Chachamim. Okay, now let's go to the second half. My time in Rav Meir b'Kisui Adam. Why does Rav Meir say in Kisui Adam also Shchita Shenuriya Shma Shchita? Shema Lakish Gamar Shficha Shficha Michutz Shchut Echutz. You also have that Adam Shafach in the context of Shchut Echutz, and here it's for Shafach Adamo. Malan Shchita Shenuriya Shma Shchita. Afkan Shchita Shenuriya Shma Shchita. Rabbi Shimon says Asher Ye Achel Tiv. It says that which may be eaten, a chayan of which may be eaten, you have to cover the blood. So therefore, if the shechita leads to not being able to eat it, then you don't have to cover the blood. Rav Meir says, that's just to tell you if you did a hawk or some other oaf, which can never be eaten, that in that case, you are patur. But not to tell me that, one that on an individual basis, this particular basis, was made a treifa, or you did it wrongly, that you wouldn't have to do kisui adam. Rabbi Shimon says, of tameh my time. What's the reason that of tameh is exempt? To la barachilu. So treifa nami la barachilu. It's very simple. Whatever you can't eat, there's no kisui. And that's why Rebbe favored Rabbi Shimon, came to kisui adam, and take that position as the position of chachamim. Good. Amar Rabbi Abba. Lo la kol amar Rabbi Meir shchita shenuriya shma shchita. Rabbi Meir didn't say that shchita shenuriya is a valid shchita for everything. Modi Rabbi Meir she'en matir atah b'chila. He agrees just because you shechted a treifa doesn't mean you can eat it. Okay, that's too simple. We're going to have to take that apart. Lo la kol amar Rabbi Shimon shchita shenuriya lo shma shchita. And Rabbi Shimon did not say that a shchita shenuriya is nothing. Rabbi Shimon shmatar atah midei nevela. He agrees that if you have a treifa and you shecht it properly, it's not a nevela. Good. Let's take these two apart. Amamar. Lo la kol amar meir shchita shenuriya shma shchita. Modi Rav Meir shein matir atah b'achila. Okay, so that's the first thing. Is that Rav Meir did not say that that shchita she'ina ru'uya is not a shchita, is a shchita. He agrees that not for everything it is. He says that it you're not allowed to eat it. So pshita, that's a no-brainer. So the answer is treifa b'shchita mimishtaya. Why would you think that you could eat a treifa just because you shechted it? So then there'll be no issur of treifa in the world. So lo tzricha l'shochet that treifa matzah ba'ben teishachai. If you shechted a treifa and you found inside of it a full-term embryo that was alive. I would think that since Rav Meir says a shchita is a shchita no matter what, so maybe the baby doesn't eat shchita. Kamash b'lan that it does. V'tisbra, think about it. Rav Meir ben p'kua tell shchita. Rav Meir is of the position, as we saw in the fourth parak, that a ben p'kua needs shchita. You found a full-term baby in there, it needs shchita anyways. So what's the halamina? So let's see how the Rebbe Savala Krab Meir, the Savala Krab Baron, maybe Rebbe took both positions. Savala Krab Meir, the Rashchita Shinu Yashma Shchita. Maybe Rebbe would hold like Krab Meir, the Shchita Shinu Yashma Shchita. Savala Krab Baron, the Rashchita Timo Matara Toh, and he would also accept Ben Pekua against Rab Meir. Kerman Dam Rabban, the Shchita Timo Matara Toh, tell the Shchita Timo, will only be Shchita, Shchita. So I might think that since Rab Meir says Shchita Shinu Yashma is a Shchita, and the Rabbanan said a Ben Pekua doesn't need Shchita, if you shecht it and it turned out to be a treifa, but it found a Ben Pekua inside, doesn't need Shchita, Kamash Polan, then it does. Which is a little bit strange because the wording of Rabbi Abba was that Rabbi Meir's position was not for everything. Rav Meir would never say that Ben Pekua doesn't eat shechita anyways. Okay? We all call him Rabbi Shimon, shechita shenu ya lo shma shechita, but Rabbi Shimon ta'atami da'i nevela. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you shech the treifa, it's not a nevela. So pshita, that's again a no-brainer. The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Amar Rav Ben Yitatana, the Braita says, v'chiyamut mina be'ma, nevela is if some of the animals die. Meaning, miktzat be'ma metama, miktzat be'ma ina metama. Some animals you're not allowed to eat as metame, and some others are not metame. Ve'ezuhu zu trefa sheshchakta. If you have a trefa and you shechted it, then it's not metame, because not a nevela. So you see that if you shecht, even Rabbi Shimon has to agree, it's not metame be nevela. So lo tzricha l'shochet ha-trefa v'chulin bazara. Here's the case. You shechted an animal, turns out to be a trefa, and it's chulin bazara. Tanya shochet ha-trefa v'chen ha-shochet v'n say trefa, zev ze chulin bazara. So whether you shechted something you knew to be a trefa, or you shechted and found it to be a trefa, in either case, chulin bazara, Rabbi Shimon matur b'hanah. Rabbi Shimon says you can get hanah from it, even though you can't get hanah from chulin bazara. Why? Chacham Osrim will see. So I might think that because he says mutabanah, meaning shchita shemri alav shmei shchita, am alav shchita he klal, that's not called a shchita at all. So So I might think that this is also a nevela. It's metame. I can sell it, but it's metame. Kamash malan, but it's not, that the shchita does render it a trefa, but not a nevela. It has no tuma. And because it was chulin bazara and shchita shenu relav shmei shchita, according to Rav Shimon, I can get hanah from it. Okay. I'm going to pop up Abayev. So Rav Shimon chulin bazara doraita. Wait a second. Since when does Rav Shimon hold that the iser of chulin bazara is doraita? That's the sugi we have in several places, in Nazir, and Psachim. And the machlok of Rishlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan, whether the Isser of Chulin Mazar is Doraita de Rabbanan. Since when does Rabbi Shimon hold this Doraita that he would then, in this case, have reason to say it might be an Avela and have to say it's not? Amalayim, he does. Adnan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Adnan is supporting it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin Shishchatu Bazara, Yisarfu Va'esh. If you have Chulin Shishchatu Bazara, proper Shchita, and the animal turned out okay, you have to burn them up. They're Asabana. Same is true about a chay. You took a deer into the azar and you shechted it. You have to burn it. So if you agree that iser of chulin bazar is doraita, then I understand why we extend it rabbinically to the chaya. If you say the whole iser is drabanan, behema my time, what would be the reason for it? Because if we allow you to benefit from chulin bazara, you might end up eating kochim bachutz also, and that's the drabanan. So he goof exera anakum nekum v'nigzor exera l'exera. Think about this. The issue of behema, according to that, is exera. We wouldn't add exera to it, and goes in exera l'exera, and extend it to chaya. So if Rav Shimon says a chaya has to be destroyed, then that means that the essential isur is d'oraita. Okay, now we have a story that's going to tie in briefly to this. A fascinating story in and of its own right. Rabbi Chia, the famous student of Rabbi who made aliyah with his sons from Bavel. And that's a part of the story. Now, Fale Yaniva Bechitne, he had a moth or else a worm that got into his flax and destroyed it. Ata Lekame de Rebbe. He came to Rebbe, he said, what's the advice? He was already in Israel at the time. Amar Eshkol Ofa Ushchot Abuvita de Maya. Take a bird and shecht it over the vat of water where you soak it. De Moach Dam, it'll smell the blood. Veshavikle, it'll leave. It's like a repellent. Hechi Avirachi. So the question is, how could he give him that advice? If you shecht and you need the blood for something, it's a bird and you have to cover the blood. You still have to cover it. What's the solution? Either stab it or pull out the simanim. If it's kill it in a way that's not shechita and you get the blood, you don't have to cover it. But how could he tell him to shecht it? So Rav Dimi came to Bavel Amar, say trofa marle. Rabbi told Rabbi Chia, first make it a trefa, then shecht it. And then it's shechita shenaruya. We pass like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to kisui adam. That's Rebbe, and here's support that Rebbe actually had that position. And therefore, you won't have a kisui adam. Ki atu avina mar tsei nechora marle. You know, he didn't tell him tsei trof. He said stab it. Manu mar tsei trof. My tamalom mar tsei nechor. So why did Rav Dimi not like the tsei nechor solution? The answer is Achita Mekasavar and Shechita Lof Min HaTorah. You might think that maybe Shechitat Of is Derabanan, which means Nechirato Zui Shechitato, which means stabbing it is a Shechita Midoraita. And therefore, if you stabbed it, you have to cover the blood. Vatanya, Rebbe himself, Rebbe Omer, Kasher Tzivitichah, famous drasha we had in the first parak. Hashem says, slaughter it as I commanded you. As I commanded you means that Hashem already commanded Moshe regarding the two simanim, the windpipe and the esophagus, and that you need rov echad when you shecht an oaf, and rov shnayim when you shecht a behemah, but you see rov echad ba'oaf means shechitat oaf is doraita. So the answer is Rav Dimi was lomid ba'yikamar. He was trying to say a bigger chiddush. Lom ba'yitzenachor, the other version, which is stab it, obviously is okay. Dvav shechiti klal, it's not shechita at all. Say trof, I might think, em a shechita shenuria, shma shechita, I might think that Rabbi Paskin Sekar Meir, and a shechita shenuria needs kisui. Kamash von Krav Chia Barabas, that supports of Chia Barabas, it says Rabbi held, like Rabbi Shimon in this case. Manam et say nachor, according to Ravin, who said it was say nachor, my tamam amat say trof, why didn't he like say trof? Maybe Rebbe holds like Reb Meir. We already established that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon here. So the answer is again, but he was saying what he thought was a bigger chiddush. Certainly, if you make it a treif, it's shechita shenaruya, and therefore certainly you don't need kisui. Say nechor, I might think, ema in shechita lof min haTorah nechirato zui shechitato. I might think there is no shechita min haTorah. So if you stab it, then you need kisui midoraita. K'mashlan kasher tzivitichah. It's teaching us, like Rabbi said, that shechitat of is doraita. Parenthetically, min nafale yaniva v'chitnei. How could Rabbi Chia have moths attack his flax? Ravin bar Avram v'la amar Avin bar Shva. Mishalu b'nei ha'gola. When the b'nei ha'gola made aliyah. There's a mass aliyah in the second, third century. Not mass, but a large aliyah of students. Paskua zikin vazvod varuchot ve'aramim. All of the earthquakes and the terrible winds and the storms that they had in Eretz Yisrael that were ruining all of the produce stopped. It was a schut. V'lachmit zienam v'lo lakapishtaram. Their wine didn't go sour and their flax didn't go bad anymore. V'nanu chachamim menem b'Rabbi Chia vanav. When the chachamim looked at Rabbi Chia and his sons and saying, they must have been the guys who their schut, when they came up, prevented that. So how could it be that they got attacked by the same thing that they were protecting against? The answer is Kimahani Schutayu Aoma. They were able to protect everybody else. Adidu, no, not for themselves. Sounds strange? We have a model, Kravyura Marav, the Marudia Marav. Chuyom Vyom Batko Yotzek Vomerit Kol Alam Kuloni Zon Bishvil Chanina Bini. Chanina Mendoza, one of the Galilean charismatics, was such a great tzaddik that the entire world was fed Bizchuto. Chanina Bini Dailo Bekav Charuvim Erev Shabbat Lev Shabbat. But he only gets some carob every week, and that's what he eats. So even though the whole world is fed Bizchuto, he only gets a very little bit. Same thing, Rabbi Chia and his sons were able to save everyone from these plagues on their produce, but he himself was not able to be saved from it. Okay, I'll pause now and pick up in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.